This is Dr. Dave dictating a progress report on Mary Crawford. Her date of birth is June 26, 1930. Mary Crawford has been known to me for last 15-16 years. She initially was seen in 2006 for CLL and immunodeficiency. Since then the patient has been on immunoglobulins IV once a month. She came today to discuss her recent lab, which showed her WBC count of 79.7 with 70% lymphocyte. New paragraph. Past medical history, history of CLL stage 0. I have been monitoring it for last 15-16 years. Diagnosis 2, immunodeficiency. Her latest IgG level was 487. Normal should be 586 or higher. Her latest CMP showed creatinine of 1.19 and EGFR of 43. Normally she has normal creatinine. However, last month or so it has changed. Sorry, last 2-3 months it has changed. It was 1.17 in July. New paragraph. Patient does not take any diuretics. New paragraph. Physical exam, very pleasant. 92-year-old female, well built, normocephalic, ICE ENT unremarkable, no lymph node felt in the neck, JVP flat, carotid palpable, chest symmetrical, lungs were clear, heart regular, abdomen soft, liver spleen not palpable, bowel sounds active, extremities no edema, her vital signs, she weighed 140, blood pressure 130 over 78, new paragraph diagnosis, diagnosis 1, chronic lymphocytic leukemia, stage 0, diagnosis 2, immunodeficiency and low IgG, diagnosis 3, anxiety apprehension, new paragraph recommendations. I discussed with the patient CLL, different stages, and when a treatment could be initiated. Patient seems to have understood well. However, if she and her husband decides, we may try single agent rituxan once every 3-4 weeks. New paragraph. Thank you. This is a progress report on Mary Crawford.